Hey, everybody. Welcome to Practicing His Presence as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. Thank you so much for joining me today in this practice of divine reading. Lectio Divina is an invitation to stillness, an invitation to meditate on God's word, to allow our minds and our attention to dwell on Him. And I don't know how this finds you today or what stirred in you to press play. I know for me, I desperately need to quiet the thoughts of my brain, to calm my hurry and be still in His presence. And so if that's you today, I would invite you to enter in, to be still and listen, because your good Father has something for you in this space. And today, as we settle and as we begin with a nice even breath, I'm gonna give us some more time here. It can take a while to come to a complete stop. And as you come to stillness, and as you take a deep breath, you can relax and just be. As you continue breathing evenly in through your nose and out through your mouth, feel the tension release, maybe in your shoulders or your jaw. If the hamster wheel of your mind has been spinning, can you bring it to this moment and allow it to cease? As you turn your eyes to Him, take another deep breath. His presence is near. As you are still, and as we come to a complete stop here together, I'd invite you to open your hands and rest them in front of you with your palms facing up. And let your open hands reflect an openness of spirit, willing to release, ready to receive. And maybe pray a simple prayer like this. Here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. Our passage today is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 68 through 70. And as you hear my voice read out these words for you, keep those open hands and simply take them in. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has visited and redeemed His people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of His servant David, just as He promised through His holy prophets long ago. Now, in just a moment, I will read that same passage for you a second time. And this time, listen for a word or a phrase, maybe an idea or an image that comes to your imagination. Listen for that thing that stands out. It might not make sense right away, and you might be tempted to dismiss it, but don't. Whatever the Holy Spirit is highlighting for you, even if it's just one word, that matters, and receive it with openness. So listen again to the passage with open ears. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has visited and redeemed His people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of His servant David, just as He promised through his holy prophets long ago. Can you take a moment now to externalize the word, idea, or phrase that has stood out to you? Maybe jotting it down or speaking it out into the air at this moment. It'll help you receive and take in this time of meditation. Good. Now, as you hear me read this brief passage again, consider why this word, why did this idea jump out? How familiar does it feel to you? And where does it meet you today? Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. As you sit here, you may find yourself thinking about a lot of things. The day ahead, what you need to do next. That's normal, and it's okay. Our minds love to keep busy. So bring your mind right back, and as you practice in his presence, it will be easier. Now, I'll read this passage one final time for you. And in the silence that follows, respond to God. Reply to him. Tell him everything that you're thinking, everything that you're feeling. Don't censor yourself. Just tell him. Because he knows and he cares. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Thank you. Now, just receive what God's shown you. Accept His word and rest in His presence. Maybe even open your hands once again to receive Him and enjoy Him. And to close this time, pray to recommit yourself to Him and to ask for whatever you need next. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming for us. Thank you for keeping your promise. Thank you that when we are wandering and weary, you do not leave. Thank you for the gift of your presence made possible through Jesus and through the Spirit. I pray for my friend today. However these moments have found them. Spirit, would you strengthen their hearts? Would you continue to speak your word over them? Would you grow in us an awareness of you, eyes to see you and ears to hear you, Lord? And may you meet them in the stillness, now and always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. My friend, it's been so good to share this space with you today. And I hope as you enter into whatever comes next in your day, that you do so with a fresh gaze, with fresh strength. I hope that you will share with someone you trust what God has said to you here, because community is our design. We deeply believe that, and we want to become a people of His presence. And we do that as we share and process together. So I hope you'll do that as you go. Now, until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.